The ultimate marketing champion, Nick Bonitatibus, is back with us today for a second time on Home Care Heroes and Day Service Stars. He's going to talk about when you're creating an offer, how to make it an irresistible offer that caregivers can't refuse. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Home Care Heroes and Day Service Stars podcast. If you provide services to keep older or disabled people living at home, then this podcast is for you. Now, here's your host, Ken Accardi.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Home Care Heroes and Day Service Stars. We have a repeat guest today. It's Nick Bonitatibus. I remember at first I couldn't say his name. I think I got it down now pretty well. And yeah, and Nick is an awesome home care marketer, and he has a great program. We'll tell you about that at the end. And we actually did an earlier session with Nick where he really talked about using video and personalized videos to, you know, spice up your marketing and really make personal connections. And he actually gave a presentation on that at a conference I was at, which was the Steve the Hurricane conference. And it was really, really compelling. So I'm really excited. So welcome back, Nick.
Hey, thank you, Ken, so much for having me. Grateful to be here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And so today we're going to go in a totally different direction. I mean, the biggest issue that faces our industry is the shortage of caregivers and really getting caregivers who are going to want to work for us and stay with us and all that kind of thing. So the topic, and I love the title that was suggested by Nick, we're going to call it Caregiver Recruiting, Creating an Irresistible Offer. And with that, let's just dive right in. I guess the first question that comes to mind, Nick, is like, what's the most important element in recruiting?
Great question, Ken. Yeah. And the big thing that people need to understand when it comes to recruiting is that this is sales. And there's a quote, and I actually pulled it up just so I have it. Recruitment is marketing. If you're a recruiter nowadays and you don't see yourself as a marketer, you're in the wrong business. And I think so often I see home care agency owners and they're constantly trying to, you know, just like get more caregivers, and they want to get more caregivers. And it's just this constant aspect, thinking that if they get more leads, if they spend more money on Indeed, that that's going to solve their problems. And so the way that I like to think about it from an analogy standpoint is like a bucket. And you've got this bucket. And so often people are just more, 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 and they're trying to fill this bucket. But the problem is that there's all of these holes in the bucket. You know, people aren't showing up for interviews. They're not showing up for orientation after they did an interview and they want to come work with you, or they apply and they just disappear, right? And so we have to ask ourselves, where are these people going? Why are they going with other organizations? And when it comes to the recruitment process, specifically with Indeed and caregivers, I mean, they're applying to your business and it at least six other ones, you know? And if you're in that recruiting space, that world, you know that it's probably even more than that. And so how are we looking at our recruitment process in a place of sales and truly selling and focusing more on conversions? And so when we really look at, hey, like, what's our sales process? And I say that very specifically, very intentionally, because again, recruiting is sales. And so we need to look at it. Are we using all the tools that we have to convert? Are we doing everything that we can to drive more of these conversions when someone is coming into the business? And so when we really start to see this and we start to think about, okay, well, what are some of the elements that become really impactful to driving results, to attracting more caregivers? Well, one of the number one things is people say company culture, and that's what they explain. And they say, you know, we've got great company culture. Well, so often, and I hear this with so many owners that I've worked with, I'm like, well, when do you talk about company culture? Oh, well, you know, in orientation that you already... That's like getting a sale and then being like, oh, by the way, here's the stuff that you get. Thanks for joining. Like you already sold them. They're already in orientation. And so often with home care owners, you are already doing these really great and amazing things that showcase your company culture, that show how awesome you are. And so it can just be an aspect of really, hey, how are we showcasing the things that you're already doing and turning these resources, turning these tools into marketing tools, into sales tools, to increasing those conversions so that you can hire more caregivers with the same number of leads and applicants that you're getting right now.
All right, fantastic. And, you know, as I think of the next question that I had jotted down, which was, you know, kind of about how to make that offer really attractive, I feel like, you know, we'd be jumping ahead too far, right? So we have some people, they're coming in the door, they're coming and meeting us with an interview, and you've kind of given me the lead here that says we've got to be talking about our culture and really kind of getting our message out right away. So before we even go to this question of how do you make this really attractive offer, let's talk a little bit about that earlier funnel management, right? You know, so we have these folks and we're trying to, you know, kind of move them through our process of, you know, getting to know them, having them get to know us and interviewing before we even get to an offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And this comes into really looking at your systems and, you know, potentially your automation as well as what's online. So, you know, a misconception that people think is that like caregivers aren't doing their research and they're just going to where the money's at. That is not true. Caregivers are looking at your website, they're looking at your social media, and they're determining whether or not they want to proceed with your organization versus other organizations. And so we want to really think about what are some elements that are going to help differentiate you early on in the process. And one of the things that I help my clients do, and you know, as an owner, you know, you likely have a really remarkable and incredible story about why you got into this business. And so often people say, oh, you know, we've got the best caregivers or we've got the best service. None of that's true. The only true differentiator that you have in your business is you and why you got into this business. Simon Sinek says, people don't do business with what you do. People do it with why you do it. And so the same thing works with caregivers and having that positive company culture that they understand who you are as an individual and what your goals and mission are so that they can be a part of something bigger, so that they can truly thrive, so that they can, you know, not just show up to work every day. They want to be part of a community. They want to be part of a culture. They want to be part, and that starts the top down. As the owner, what's your representation? What's your reason? What's your mission? What's your why? And how can you share that story and get that out there in as early as possible to really driving more people? And what's nice about this type of topic, you know, like your story, is you can use it to attract clients, you can use it to attract referral sources, but specifically, you know, because that's what we're talking about today, really leveraging your story and your why to get more caregivers.
Fantastic. Okay. So now I've got my folks and they've come in the door. I've interviewed them and, you know, I'm like, wow, this is somebody who I really would like to join my team. And I've done that kind of work on the side. So I'm trying to say, hey, who is my website and my social media targeting? And if we're making the mistake of only targeting clients, that's probably a big mistake, because we have to not only be, first of all, targeting clients, if we think in the private pay world, they're not the one who's choosing your service. It's their daughter, it's their son. So you have to think about, you know, who are you targeting, even when you're trying to target clients. But, you know, what we've all come to learn, except for the, you know, the people who think this is an easy industry and don't make it, is that the agencies who, you know, are like, okay, as soon as I get some clients, I'm going to go get some caregivers. Those are the ones who fizzle out. The ones who say, you know, hey, I need to, if I have great caregivers, you know, it's like if you build it, they will come kind of situation. If I build a cadre of great caregivers who are passionate and want to work for my agency, and I could get them and I could staff cases quickly and that type of thing, that I'm going to win. So here we are. We've had some, you know, some folks and they've come in the door and we've been, you know, really trying to tell more, you know, like why we're doing it and what makes us special and unique and that sort of thing. So now what do we do to, you know, give them that attractive offer? I mean, what do we do? Like, I guess, you know, like you said, let's make that offer irresistible. What can we do?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, one of the first things to really note is understanding what your desires are what their desires are. What do they want when it comes to joining a team, right? What are their problems? And so I'm going to circle back too, because again, we're selling, right? What is selling? What is a business? The whole idea of selling is problem solving. Every product service is designed mostly to solve a specific problem that people are having. And so when you think about the caregivers that you're focusing on, you're not just solving like getting them a job. That's not their problem. They can get a job anywhere. So what is it that they really want? What are some of the struggles that they're having? Hey, maybe they just feel like a number and they feel unappreciated. Maybe money is a factor, but usually that's not one of the bigger aspects of why they got into this business. The number one reason that caregivers got into the business is the desire to help people. And so when they're part of that bigger vision, right, that aligns with their desire to help people when you're in it for the right reasons and you're showcasing what your goals and mission are and appreciating them. And then also understanding like different elements of what they want to achieve in their lives. And to me, this is one of those really missed opportunities when it comes to attracting good caregivers, because most people, they say things like, oh, we've got ongoing education. Great. So does everyone. You know, it's like required by law. Like you have to get CEU credits. There's a certain, requirements that you need to do on a basis. But if we're being truly honest, the reason that you're doing that is not for them. Like, yeah, the education's good and they like it, but really it's for you because you want to make sure that they're better at their job so that they can do better for your clients, which is great. Like, don't get me wrong. It's an important element. But what if you were able to help them to achieve their goals in a way of helping them to become a nurse, helping them to buy a car, helping them to buy a house, and really thinking about understanding what it is that they want. Hey, maybe they want more freedom, right? Well, how do they get that? Well, money and also time flexibility for their schedule. So that leans into crafting this offer that you're creating for them. And so in order to create an effective offer, it starts with really understanding their problem and then being the solution to solving their problem. Are you the person that's going to be the person? And there's a lot of other companies out there, a lot of other businesses that they can choose from. So how do they know that you're the right person for them? There's going to be a lot of objections, right? And I use that word very intentionally, just like in that sales process of whether or not they think that you're the right person, whether or not that they can trust you. How are you really thinking and crafting? All right, so when you join our team, here's everything that you're going to get. We want to think about it like you're giving a sales pitch, that you're giving a sales strategy on like, well, you get this and you get that and you get that. And we're value stacking all of the different things that we offer that are focused around helping to solve that their problems, right? So, you know, hey, maybe it is continuous education. Maybe it's top pay in the area. You know, you can even create a program around the things like helping them achieve their goals. So maybe it's like, you know, financial advisory or something along those lines. You know, all of the different things that you offer, maybe it's a swag bag that they get when they join, you know, maybe it's opportunity for growth. And so you can see all of these different aspects. And so you want to stack all of these different things that they're going to get when they join your team. And so now you're building this offer that is irresistible, because it's not like, oh, well, we have a job. It's like, well, no, when you join our team, you get this, 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 and this. Oh, wait, there's more. You get this, 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 and this. And it becomes this really powerful moral lure to get more caregivers.
I love it. And then, so I guess, you know, I've never been interviewing as a caregiver, so I'm trying to think how it would go. But, you know, you're offering me all these things and, you know, just in part of the conversation, I mean, you're interviewing them, but you're selling them that, you know, we have this and we have really this great set of things. So I guess my question is the offer sort of the letter that they get after they pass the interview, or is the offer kind of the way that you're portraying things during the interview, or maybe both?
Yeah. So a lot of this is before the interview. Perfect. So Because here's the thing. I mean, you're going to be a little selective a lot of times in who you bring in for an interview. You know, you really want to bring in the best candidates. And, you know, I'm sure you guys know that you're getting people that aren't the best fit. And you're like, yeah, oh, I don't think you're the right fit for us. And so we really want to think about when can we get this information to them as early as possible. And really where a lot of this information is going to go is actually on your website, on your recruitment page, as well as on your social media. So when they're doing research and they're looking at your company, you've got all of these resources. And so what this is going to do is actually going to increase your show up rate, because somebody just applied and then you're reaching out to them and you're like, man, why aren't they booking an interview? Like, what's going on? They just applied, but now they aren't booking an interview. And so it becomes that tool to even just get them in for the interview. Because what often happens, if someone's coming in for the interview, you know, yes, there is that element that you're trying to sell to them, especially the good candidates, but the best ones, they're doing their research. They're looking. They're not even going to show up for that interview unless they truly think that you're going to be the right company for them. And so what this does, when we really have all these tools and these resources, it's going to attract the best candidates. And that's really what we want, is attracting that high level, high quality people that are going to come in. And so we want to use it both in the process of getting more people to schedule those interviews. And then yes, in the interview process, hey, you know, letting them know, hey, here's some things that you should know. And there's some different things that you can do even while they're in the waiting room, or, you know, different aspects. But, you know, if you're going to offer them a job right then and there, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can do it in that format and showcasing, hey, here's everything that you get. You know, would you like to move forward with us? Right. And so it's, you know, like, and I do that very intentionally, as if you're asking for the sale. Right. And that's what we're trying to do, really remembering and focusing on that everything we do, every interaction with a caregiver is a sales process and a sales pitch and a sales strategy to the people that we want to work with, right? To the caregivers that we want to bring onto our team. Because they may seem like, oh, this is great. And then they leave that interview and they're like, hey, I'm going to go somewhere else. So we do need to make sure that we are leading up with these sales, leading up with this offer, so that when they get done with their interview and you want to move forward with them, then they're excited. Like, they're excited, they're thralled, they're like, man, I can't wait to work for you. How many of your caregivers are saying that right now? How many caregivers are coming to you and being like, man, I really want to work with you? And if they're not saying that, then there's some things that you want to make sure that you're doing outside in your marketing to really start to attract these high-level caregivers.
Love it. Okay. So I guess I've definitely seen my share of home care websites and that type of thing. And a lot of them are like, you know, they show their open positions and you just come to this form, and some of them are asking, you know, here's the 20 questions, you know, if you want to work with us and that kind of thing. So what you're saying, I mean, you know, don't even go there. Like, what you want to do is you want to have a page that, you know, is like, it's like why you should work with us, and, you know, testimonials and all these kinds of things. And then, you know, then it's there on the page and it's like, you know, it's like schedule your interview. But it's all about, you know, kind of selling first and that kind of thing. And I guess, I mean, you know, so then a question, I mean, I know that you're a video guy. I know that you, you know, but what would you say, like, is the best, you know, the best tool for closing that deal and getting them to, you know, want to come with you?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the most powerful tools that you can leverage and utilize is social proof. And so there's a couple of different elements that go into social proof. And so as I'm talking about all these things, you know, talking about company culture, and a lot of times you guys may already be doing things like appreciation, you know, different events for holidays, you know, Christmas parties, Thanksgiving, things like that, that are really valuable. And you've got the, you know, you're having these events. It can be as simple as taking photos, posting it on social media, putting it on your recruitment page that showcases, hey, we do these things. And so often people say, oh, well, you know, we're great to our caregivers. We do it. Well, prove it. And so we really want to think about what can we do to showcase that social proof. So what are some other avenues of social proof? So that's one, is just like photos that showcase your company culture. The second thing that showcases your social proof is potential accolades and awards that you may have. So this could be from home care polls. You know, if you're part of a franchise, maybe you've won some franchise awards, anything that's going to give you that additional credibility. Now, the third and final part of social proof that is the most effective and most powerful thing that you can use is testimonials. When you guys go to Amazon and you're looking for a product, where do you go? You go to the reviews. You check out the reviews. You see, hey, how many reviews? And if you're like me, I don't even really look at the reviews except how many they have. And you know, if they're at like a 4.9 or there's like 9,000 reviews, I'm like, yep, that's good enough for me. You know, as long as they hit that ranking. And so the same thing works for Google, right? For clients, if you're not getting Google reviews, stop what you're doing. Go get more Google reviews because that's going to be huge. So side note there. But when it comes to these testimonials, how are we using and focusing these testimonials in a way that's going to create the greatest results? And so Ken kind of hinted already because he knows that I'm a big video guy. The most impactful and powerful testimonials that you can do are through video. And the biggest reason behind that is the emotion that comes with that. And so Maya Angelou says, people don't remember what you said or did. They remember how you made them feel. And what we do is we take a bunch of video testimonials from our caregivers, and there's very specific questions that we have our clients answer or ask our caregivers, and then create a compilation video of all of the best things that they say. And so now you've got this video that specifically is all caregivers, all social proof of them talking about how much they love working for you. And to give you an example of really how impactful this can be, is someone that eventually signed up to work with me. They went to my page on my website and they were looking at some of the examples that I have of what these testimonial videos look like. And she told me that she cried watching one of the videos. And so that goes to show you the emotional aspect that comes with video that you don't get when you read something. You don't get that same feel, that same emotional connection that you're looking to create. And that's really what makes the difference maker, is creating that connection, creating that trust through these emotional experiences. And when you truly hear these transformations of what it was like when a caregiver first came to you, or why they left their other job, and then how they came to you, and how much of an impact and a difference that you've made, and how much they love working with you, this video alone will create drastic results in increasing your caregiver show up rate, increasing the amount of people that apply. It is so powerful. And it's a video that you could just use again and again and again. Testimonials, social proof is the most impactful and powerful tool that you can use for recruiting more caregivers.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, I mean, time flies when we're having fun, and that, you know, continues as we go today. So I think we'll probably move towards a wrap up. I would love for you to share a little bit about, you know, how do people get to know more about Nick Bonitatopoulos and Digital Marketing Pros, and how, you know, how could they engage with you, and what, you know, what kind of, how do you help agencies?
Absolutely. So, The main program and offer that we have is called Video Sales Accelerator. And it's really about creating a series of video content that's going to build these assets that you can leverage both on social media, but also in your business. We start with creating your why, which I talked about. We create your recruitment video, and then we lean into education. Because as you know, if you've been in home care for a while, there's a lot of unknowns about home care. And so we focus around really important topics like fall prevention, dementia, you know, questions to ask a home care agency, how to have a proper discharge, and really leading with that expertise to become an expert. And so there's two things that I would recommend if you found this valuable that you can check out. One is if you go to my website, thedigitalchamps.com/examples, you can see a number of what we're creating for our clients. The proof is right there, like, hey, this is what we're creating. I also have a free course that if you go to my website, thedigitalchamps.com, it's called Home Care Brand Mastery, where you can go. It's like a couple, I think it's, you know, over 2 hours long, free training that you can watch that's really going to just kind of build off of some of the stuff that we talked about today and really give you an overview and all the different things that you can do to build an amazing brand that's going to attract clients, generate more referrals, and help you to hire more caregivers.
Perfect. So it all starts at thedigitalchamps.com. And so that's a great place to go, thedigitalchamps.com. You can find the free training. You could, you know, really kind of get on the pathway. And then you could also engage with Nick and the team to take your agency to the next level. I love it. Hey, Nick, maybe next time when we get together, let's talk more about the why, because I think that a lot of people, you know, they'll listen to Simon Sinek and they'll be like, right, I'm really excited, but, you know, and I know why, you know, I got into this business and I'm really, really passionate about it, but I don't know how to tell my story. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about that the next time we get together. And other than that, thanks everybody for, you know, joining us on this installment of Home Care Heroes. And Nick, listen, thanks again and have a great day.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today on the Home Care Heroes and Day Service Stars podcast, produced by Encoda. You can listen to back episodes by visiting 4homecareheroes.com. That's the number 4, then the words homecareheroes.com.